Do you almost feel like a man possessed when the football gets in your hand?
You know, I try to. I try to will, try to be that emotional leader. And, you know, I try my best, you know, to just make sure that the energy is up for us as a team overall. And anytime I get the ball now, I try to make the most of it.
You didn't cross the goal line on that one stance. How disappointing was that, even though you got the W today?
You know, we knew at that point that we wanted to go up by two possessions, and, you know, kicking the field goal is the right decision right there. You know, Coach Fisher said, you know, we would love to have gone for it on fourth down, but, you know, football, you got to do what's right, and you got to kick that field goal in, and, you know, next week, hopefully we're in that same position, we punch it in.
For the bad taste you guys have had for 5 weeks in a row, how nice is it tonight to walk out of here and have a happy flight back to St. Louis?
It feels good, you know, to get a victory. To beat a team twice in 1 year is very hard, and to get it on the road has been avoiding us this season. So it feels really good, you know, something we could build off of, and we got another tough opponent next week at home.
It's the first time you've swept a division foe since your rookie year, Seattle.
Yes, three times, yes.
Tell us about that third and one run, some of the offensive linemen said you were getting fired up in the huddle.
Well, yeah, I told him, I said, I told him exactly. I said, if I hit you in the back, excuse me, I'm just going to be a prick on this run. Yeah. and, you know, they said, okay, let's go.
what'd you think of the job that the line, this is the line you envisioned at the beginning of the year, just the job they did today?
They did a really good job. You know, the beginning of the game, they did a really great job of, you know, opening some running lanes for me. I had to get used to it because when Scott's in there, he's so quick and fast. So I had to get a feel for how he blocks. You know, although we practice all week together, you know, everyone knows game speed is a lot different. So that first half, I just told him, you know, be patient with me. I'll get the rhythm of the game, and that's definitely what we did.
Why as fresh as you felt at this point in the season and why?
It is. It is. You know, we're really now grinding the game. Coach is keeping a balanced call, a run pass, and you know, giving me the ball and leaning on me now, and it feels really good.
What was the difference in the second half for the entire team? It's like you guys dominated the second half on both sides of the ball. Some of the defensive players said it really wasn't X and O's. It was more what you guys were talking about, the coaches talking about. Was it the same case for offense?
We knew that coming in at halftime, going out there, that we had to go out and, one, dominate on as an offense, especially as in the running game. And we knew that defense was going to continue to create turnovers, so we wanted to give them rest. And, you know, we came out the locker room saying that we're going to be physical, and that's what we try to do.
And then your first, I guess it's the Rams' first offensive play of the half, you broke off that 46-yard run. Can you describe what you saw?
I saw that the backside linebacker was a little bit over-aggressive. He scraped over the top in hopes to, you know, meet me. And I took advantage of it, used a jump cut, and went backside and made him pay for being over-aggressive.
Steven, you talk about being an example to the young players and to the young guys who had a little run-in earlier this year, showed up today, Chris Givens and Janoris Jenkins. How have you watched these two young men grow?
These young guys, you know, they're doing a great job. The one thing in the NFL, you have to remain even keel. When you're highs, you can't get too high off of them. And on the lows, you can't get too down on yourself. You got to remain, you know, steadfast. You got to remain consistent as someone that you can be dependable. And I think those young men are learning that right now.